The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, July 25, 2023. Miguel Díaz-Canel, first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, began a tour of the province of Santiago de Cuba on Monday, the site of activities marking the 70th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada barracks. As reported by the presidency on Twitter, the head of state was accompanied by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz and Roberto Morales Ojeda, Secretary of Organization of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba. The head of state toured the 26th of July Historical Museum, where a new museum design is being carried out to provide better information on the Moncada barracks attack through the use of new technologies. Díaz-Canel also visited the Juan Manuel Mejeres Delgado Elementary School, which is part of the 26 de Julio School City and has received constructive maintenance to improve its facilities, as well as the Pioneer Explorers Camp, Asalto al Cuartel Moncada, where some 250 pioneers from Santiago attend. The tour also included the 20 Aniversario Polyclinic located in the Siboney Popular Council, among other sites of cultural and economic interest. Luis Molote Rivas, president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, heads the Cuban delegation that participates in the 15th Euro-Latin American Parliamentary Assembly, Eurolat, which is being held as of Monday in the Spanish capital of Madrid until next Thursday, July 27. On Twitter, the National Assembly of People's Power reported that Deputy Rolando González Patricio, President of the Foreign Relations Committee of the Cuban Parliament, is a member of the Cuban delegation representing the Latin American and Caribbean Parliament, Parlatino. As indicated by the European Parliament website, the 150 members of EuroLat, including 75 members of the European Parliament and 75 representatives of the parliaments of Latin America and the Caribbean, will have the opportunity to evaluate the results of the Community of Latin American States, CELAC, European Union Summit, recently concluded in Brussels. The plenary session of the Assembly will be held this July 27 to discuss issues related to the regulation of digital platforms, access to water, the fight against organized crime, trade negotiations, and the Universal Declaration of the Rights of Nature. A group of 16 businessmen belonging to the Chinese agency Waxing Travel began an intense program in Cuba associated with meetings with representatives of national institutions and visits to the country's main tourist destinations. Suyen Rivero Martinez, business director of Cuba's Ministry of Tourism and responsible for foreign investment in the sphere, reported that the tour planned until August 3 includes Havana, Varadero, Cienfuegos, and Trinidad. According to the official, the agenda includes the presentation of the Cuban portfolio of opportunities in that industry on August 1st, which will help consolidate trade relations between Cuba and China. Rivero Martinez said that these meetings will contribute to increasing the presence of Chinese companies in the sphere and recall the current existence of two companies with mixed capital. The Cuban beach resort of Varadero will host the second edition of the Gran Reto Open Water event on September 16 and 17. Under the auspices of the Mexican brand Gran Reto and with the support of the Cuban Ministry of Tourism and the commercial company Cuba Deportes S.A., the competition will involve swimmers, triathletes, clubs, swimming schools, and the general public from both Cuba and foreign countries in order to promote open water swimming. As explained by the website 3wradio26.cu, as in the first edition held in 2022, the contest will compete in distances of 750 and 1,500 meters, 5 and 10 kilometers in categories divided by age. There will also be a special one for people with disabilities. Promoting tourism in Cuba in terms of holding sports events becomes the purpose of the Gran Reto Open Water in Cuba that will demonstrate its hotel potential through the services of the Meliá Las Américas, Starfish Varadero, and Starfish Cuatro Palmas facilities. The National Ballet of El Salvador will perform at the historic Teatro Nacional de Cuba together with Laura Alonso Ballet Company of the Pro Danza Center in the show Galas from July 28 to 30. According to a statement from the Salvadoran entity, the national cast with classical training was founded at the initiative of the First Lady of the Republic, Gabriela de Bukele, as a space for professional and artistic development for young people who have decided to dedicate their lives to classical dance. The Avellaneda Hall of the Teatro Nacional de Cuba will receive the delegation of 8 male and female dancers under the general and artistic direction of Maestro Rumen Rachef. The Cuban company was founded by teacher Laura Alonso and belongs to the Pro Danza Center of the Cuban Ministry of Culture. Talented performers for this company represent the country and the Cuban school in different parts of the world. And in the international agenda, we have that unemployment in Ecuador grew for women with an increase of 0.2% compared to the same period last year, according to the National Institute of Statistics and Census. This means that more than 1.66 thousand Ecuadorian women were out of work in June, despite being of age and willing to perform some remunerated functions. While the unemployment rate for women in June was 4.7%, for men it was 3.2%. Meanwhile, the so-called underemployment is at 20%, that is, those people who earn less than a basic salary of $450 or work less than 40 hours a week, although they have the availability to do so. According to the official report, a statistic that continues to increase is informal work, where 52.7% of Ecuadorian employees are found, with which they are without legal guarantees of salary, vacation, sick leave, pregnancy leave, and other benefits. Meanwhile, the Peruvian Supreme Court accepted a request to seize the assets of former President Pedro Castillo and former Prime Minister Aníbal Torres and ordered the measure requested by the state attorney's office. The seizure covers four rural properties of the former president located in his native province, Chota, in the northern Andean region of Cajamarca. These properties will be registered with impediment of change of ownership as well as 8 properties belonging to Torres and located in Lima, as well as a car. The seizure was approved within the process against Castillo for the alleged crime of rebellion or conspiracy committed, according to the prosecutor's office, with the announcement of the dissolution of the parliament on December 7, 2022. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.